Well, it's time for you to write your first message in this course. A two-page message that takes what you've been learning and applies it with just a vignette type of sermon, a small little sermon that gives evidence of some of the learning that you are already receiving. Let me tell you a little bit more about this message. First of all, this message is something that we would love to even publish on our website. So we're going to take some of these, with your permission, of course, and put them on our website. Now, here's how the first message works. First of all, pick the style of your message and indicate which style you're attempting to do. Is it an expository message, a topical message, and so forth? Just look at that and indicate and write that on the top of your page, the pages that you submit. Secondly, write an introductory paragraph explaining your audience. Who basically are the hearers of your message? Then write the message out and pay attention to excellent grammar. I know that no one is perfect and no grammar is perfect every time, and I understand that. But what we're trying to do is trying to get you to do the best you can at certain times and even to have others help you proofread it. Now, some of you have English as a second language, and it may mean that you're going to find somebody who has a better knowledge of English than you do. I don't know what it means for you, but try to make it the best as possible. We are not going to dock your grade if we see typos and so forth. We just want you to go through the exercise in this particular paper, this particular message, and the next one that you're going to submit, just to work on trying to get a really good grammar paper. What am I looking for? Well, I'm looking for a good introductory paragraph, a good introduction. And in this good introduction, like that hook, that certain first paragraph that I want to read more, I want to hear more because it's going to be a message. I'm looking for evidence of solid study of the passage. I'm looking for the evidence of the knowledge of your audience. And again, I'm also looking for that grammar excellence. Now, here's a couple of things that I'll suggest to you. Bring your message to your mentor, your sponsor, that pastor, your spouse. Bring that out and share with others and get their feedback as well. You know, as you do this first paper, this is a great opportunity for you to take some of what you've learned now and start applying it so that you can improve and improve in your construction and presentation of preaching. Preaching is a very key thing for a pastor. And as you grow in the craft of preaching, you will find that God will bless your ministry even more.